Hi, welcome to my Anchor podcast once again. Thank you for joining me. My name is Rosa. Today, I'd like for you all to join me in something very personal, something that I would see as shameful. I am not sure as to why I would see it that way. It's probably just a personal feeling. But it's something that today I decided I needed to stand up for myself. As you all know, with my anxious thoughts, a lot of my anxious thoughts have started to become more of why. Why do I think this? Why do I do that? Why do I have anxiety? And today, in a very disturbing phone call with my biological father, I realized that he is one of the factors of my anxiety. As sad as it is a fact. And it is something that pained me to realize. And I broke down and I cried. But after speaking to one of my cousins, you know, I did come to the realization that it is my father, yes, it is going to hurt, yes, because he is a factor of what is now affecting me in my everyday life. He made me feel like shit and made me feel that everything that I would do or say that would anger him was my fault. But in reality, he has an illness. My father is an alcoholic. He can't accept that. Then too fucking bad for him. I will accept it for him because he has affected my life, and today I took a stand and did not let him further affect me with his words. To anyone out there that has any type of relation to this, remember that it is not your fault. So they have an illness as well, one that they can't fight. You fight for your own. Accept them for who they are. If you love them less, that is on you. But if you still continue loving them because of who they are, don't think that that's wrong either. Love them the way you're going to love them. Just remember that you have to keep accepting facts, accepting life to keep bettering yourself. Keep moving on. Keep pushing forward. Keep trying to figure yourself out if you want to. And if that helps you, then don't stop.